to give Hallel, because again, you have Kriyas Shema, and you have Kriyas Hallel, and Kriyas HaMegillah, and so there's some Tzad HaShaveh. So what are the requirements of Kriya in Halacha? What establishes something as a Kriya? So Bali Minei Achi, Tana Devei Reb Chiya, Mei Reb Chiya. So Achi, who was learning in the Beis Medrash of Reb Chiya, so he asked the Rebbe Reb Chiya, B'Hallel Megillah Mal Sheyafsik. So what's the Halacha of Hefsik? Does it follow the basic paradigm of Kriyat Shema? Talked about Mibnei Hayira, Mibnei Akavo, the Machokas, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Aminan Kavachomer, Kriyat Shema de Raisa, Posek, Halal de Rabbanan Mibaya. If you assume that Halal is a din de Rabbanan, we talked about yesterday that Halal sometimes could be a din de Raisa. Take a look here over at Rav Nisim Gaon. Amarabba Yamim Shah Yachid Gomer Bohenes Halal Isa de Perushayu, Masach de Tainis, Beshosha Parkin Bashana, Ephraim, you had references yesterday. Damar Rab Yochan, Mishim Rabbi Shimon, Ben Yehud Sadak. Shmona Sayyamim Shiachid Gomer Behenes Ahalal, that's in Eretz Israel, it's Chafal of Yamim, because you of course have the extra day of Pesach, and you have the extra day of Shavuot, so you have the extra day of Sukkot. V'hasam Nami Amrina Nami Rabba Zosameris Halda Rosh Chodesh Lav Doraisa, that Hal of Rosh Chodesh may not be Doraisa, but the other forms of Halal, maybe they really are Doraisa. Right, whatever it is, maybe it's a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, maybe it's based on some other Pasuk, L'fikach Yitir Ravel Livsuk Bo'afilo Be'emtza HaPerek, because it's not Doraisa, that's speaking of the Halal of Rosh Chodesh. The Halal of Rosh Chodesh, come back to in this very, very lengthy Tosvos, that we'll get to in just a moment. So that would be the simple way of learning. Odilma Persume Niso Adif. So Amalei Posek Vein B'kach Chum, there's no problem making a Hefsik. So, again, we spoke a little bit about yesterday, why should Persume Nisa make it compete with the Doraisa? So we spoke about, let's say, in the context of Neros Chanukah, the Rama makes it very clear that the Persume Nisa of Neros Chanukah is also a din in Kiddush Hashem. If you look very closely in the Rama, Milchus Megillah V'Chanukah, and Halal itself might be a din derabanan, but there might be a Kiyum Doraisa of Kiddush Hashem, the Kaddish Hashemo, to, you know, sanctify a Kaddish Baruch Hu's name, and to give Shevach V'Hodal Lishmo. So that itself is very important. So Amar Rabba, Yamim Sheyachid Gomer Menes Ahalal Bin Perek, the Perek Posek, Be'emsa Perek Eno Posek. Doesn't even sound like you could stop for anything, maybe not even for a year. V'yamim She'eno Yachid Gomer Menes Ahalal, Afilu Be'emsa Perek Posek. Those days where a Yachid doesn't have to finish the Halal, maybe what we call our Minag, let's say Halal and Rosh Chodesh, Afilu Be'emsa Perek Posek. So let's take a look over at Rashi. Yamim Sheyachid Gomer is a halal. We'll take a look at the long tosis in just a moment. Shehu Chova L'Chol Adam Heimechad V'Esrim Yom Mishana K'Neminu Mesach Te'erchin. Remember there, the Gemara establishes the triple criterion. We've spoken of it many times. Chalukin B'Karben Oseim. The Rav said that's a special Kedusha Sayom, right? That they're Ikdash B'Asiyas Malacha. It has to be called a moed. So, you know, Shabbos, of course, is a karban, and Shabbos has an Isra Malacha, but it's not really called a moed. When you read, you know, Embar Perik Chav Gimel, that's not an obvious statement to come up with, but that is the halacha. And Rosh Chodesh certainly has a special karban, and it's certainly called a moed, right? Karalai moed lishbar b'achurai, pasuk in Eicha, but it's not ikdish b'asiyas malacha, though it is interesting, the Radak, I was looking in Sefer Shmuel, in the Perik of Machar Chodesh, the Radak points out that the universal minag was what the minag nashim is in many places, is not to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. They treated it like a real yantif. That was a very interesting comment apropos this topic. Vida zewei yachin yamim she yachid eina yachid gomer nesahala afilu bemtza perik posik. Ini v'harav bar shiva ikla legabe de ravina v'yamim she eina yachid gomer nesahala hava v'lo pasik le ravina wasn't mafsik. So shiny rav bar shiva delo chashiv ale de ravina, because he wasn't so... Well said, exactly. No raya from there. Okay. So, ba'yiminei, we're going to come back to Tosfos in a second. That's the last thing we'll do today. We'll stop like half past the hour, and we'll come back and we'll see as much of the Tosfos inside. So, ba'yiminei, ashin tana de ve'rabami, rabami, asharei betayne isma'u sheyitom, achila v'shasiya kabel alei v'halaka. So, the Gemara says, right, ti'ima is not considered achila v'shasiya. Odilma hanoa kabel alei v'aika. Maybe there's a hanoa that he's been makabel on himself. So Tesis is medayik here. Kabil alei doesn't sound like the tainios of the tzibur, right? The parakei tainios, if we call it in the Rambam. V'yesham yamim shekol yisrael mis'anim behem. So gedalion asar b'tev v'yesham asar b'tamuz and tishabav. But it's, again, the person is makabel on himself, a tainis. So amalei toim v'yem b'chach chlum. Tanya mihachi matem b'seinu tu'una bracha. V'ashari b'tainis toim v'yem b'chach chlum. So ad kam rabami rasi tami ad shir rivi'asa. So here you have this conflation of two very different dinim, and the fact of the matter is that the Rambam treats them differently. One of them is eina tuna bracha. So the chora, the halacha of bracha should be a din in what? Should be a din in hanoah, right? Asal adam lehanos min olam hazeh, below bracha. So there the Rambam says, indeed, the very beginning of Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph, that a person isn't required to make a bracha on a te'ima until a revius. That's the way he understands there. But if you look in Hilchos Tanios, the Rambam says that a person actually has to spit out after their te'ima. And the Balei Tosfos say similar here. Tanim v'imichachlum, perish Rabbeinu Chananu shechozer polei to l'chashiv hanoah min ha'te'ima v'bolei alo, afilu bishar tanios, even if you're dealing with the tanios that you yourself didn't accept. Because again, with tanios that you accept, there's a tzad to make it even more machmer. It's not just achil and shusia, maybe mekabel hanoah. Mishim hachi apolit in a tzarech bracha, she'eno nana. So then he tries to connect it. He says, once you spit it out, if you're spitting it out in both cases, that's why it doesn't require bracha. So it's mashmer from Tosos. If you didn't spit it out, you really would require a bracha. So you look in the Rambam, it's not that way. In the Kesef Mishnah, already is Madaik in the Rambam. The Rambam is mechalik between the sugyas. So what's the basis for the chiluk? It's a very subtle point in the Rambam, but I'd like to explain the Rambam this way, even though this is not the way that everybody explains the Rambam. So in Tanios, the Rambam says you have to spit it out, because the halacha by Tainis, what's koveya by Tainis, is a din of achila and shasi. You're not allowed to eat or drink during a Tainis. And what's considered achila or shasi? If you look kol shu, chatzi shir, zatsa min haTorah. So again, you may not get an onesh. Right? Maybe you have to eat a kezayis or a koteva sagas, whatever the shiur is, but there's a maisa achila, there's a maisa shasiya. So the Rambam says, there, you could have as much as you want tasting. He says, even ad reviyasa, maybe you could have even more than that, but you do have to spit it out, because otherwise there's achila and shasiya. What's a koveya in Hilchos Brachos? So there's hanoah. Hanoah is the koveya. The chiddush is that once you get up to a reviyas, if a person is going to swallow that amount, so then there's what we call hanoas meyav. You may not have hanas grono, but you certainly have hanas meyav, and that already is the kind of hana that there not only be a bracha achrona, but there'd be a bracha rishon. And that's the way that I would prefer to explain the Rambam. So I was alluding to this in Shir. So you take a look over at Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It's unbelievable. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, look in the Yalkut Shimoni in Shmuel in the context of Vayivdu Amaz Yenison. So Ephraim, just remind us what's happening there. Shaul was having one of the lunatic moments, and he was going to kill his son, who was leading a victory against the Plishtim, and he didn't hear the oath about...
No one can eat during that.
Right, so and he stuck his staff into the Yaros Devash, and he came
not
out...
Not the safe, right.
Well, how do you know? Right, so he says, look there. So
it's even stranger...
So this is just an unbelievable thing. I'm just going to read to you from the Yalkut Shimoni here. All right, I was going to try to do it. Give me one second. It's an amazing thing. So he says the pshat there, Vayiftu Am as Yonasan, how were they able to save him? Right, from Shaul's wrath. Okay. Reish Lakish Amar V'chi Achal V'alo Mitam Time. It was only a question of Tima. Lo Chen Amar V'chista Ben Avira Hamat Emes Ein Ba Lo Mishum Achila V'lo Mishum Shasiya. Okay. That's what I was trying to say about the tainus. V'lo mishum hafsakas tainus. V'eina tu'una bracha. So Amru, so they said to Shaul, right, this halacha, Amru taima, v'yif tu'am misyonasan v'lo meis. He said he didn't violate the oath bichlal, just as he was towing. Who knows? Maybe even spit it out, depending on, you know, the Tosfos and the Rambam issue. So that's an amazing thing. So te'ima is ein balo achila v'lo shesia. It doesn't require a bracha, but mishum hanoah. So again, the Rambam, you should just know, is mechalik between, it appears to be mechalik between brachos and tanios, where the Rambam says in tanios, you do have to spit it out in any amount. And in Hilchos Brachos, he says, you don't have to spit it out, but if it's a revius, that will already require a bracha. That is Shitas HaRambam. Okay, the Rambam does say in tanios, if you don't spit it out, you can continue fasting, which is very interesting. So that requires a little bit of eon to figure out what the pan sheet of the Rambam was. Shenemer chidru l'chamin ha'adam asher neshama v'apau ki b'men nechshav hu altru ki b'men nechshav el abama. Shmuel amar b'mecha shavtu l'zeh v'lo l'eloka. So again, I don't think it's an accident that it compares it to Abam. Abam is somebody who wants to serve Hashem, but he does it on his own terms. So this person, is planning on davening, but he says, I'll get to davening first. Let me schmooze a little bit. Let me grab a coffee. Let me grab a donut. Let me grab a paper. These are also all part of the same halachos. That was before davening. That's in Kriyat Shema. So Tirgum Rababa b'mashkim l'pischo. The mechayev is only when somebody, goes out of their way. The Bali Tosfos say we paskin like this line. A person is, dilly dallying around, isn't going to shul and is having a social visit before the davening. Amr Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Zera, Kolosa, Chavatzav, Kodesh, Yispalu, Kilo, Banabana, Amalei, Bamei, Amart, Amalei, Lo, Aser, Kaminach, Ravidi, Bar Avid, Amr Ravidi, Bar Avid, Amr Yitzchak, Bar Ashin, Aser, Lo, Adam, Lasos, Chavatzav, Kodesh, Yispalu, Shenemar, Tzedek, Lefanav, Yalech, Vyasim, Derech, Pamav. So Rashi is an important lesson here. Tzedek, Tfila, Shemad, Zdiko, Lebaro, Vehader, Vyasim, Pamav, Ledarke, Chavatzav. So Tfila has to happen first, and your matzdik laboro. So the way that I like to put this is a little bit of an extreme formulation, but I'm a big believer in it. You probably heard me say it at least once before, that life requires a matir. An apple requires a matir, and life doesn't require a matir. How in the world can a person get up and, go about whatever his chafatzim are and his social responsibilities are and not acknowledge that God gave him life? How would it make any sense? How can it make any sense a person to be able to get up and not release, there has to be some matir for a person to do things, to engage the world. How could it be that for an apple there is and for life there isn't? And that's the way I interpret these Gemaras, is that you have to first matstick yourself to your bore. I love Rashi's formulation. To be honest, tzedek l'fanav yalech v'yasim b'derech pamav. Amar v'idi barav m'rivitz chavarshin kol mispalav achar kach yotzi l'derech. You do it the right way. Kadosh Baruch Hu osel l'chafatzav shenemar tzedek l'fanav yalech v'yasim b'derech pamav. Amar yomino v'mizera kol lanchav v'syam b'lochalo nikra ra shenemar. It's complete Rasha. V'saveya yalein bal yipakeid ra al tikrei saveya ela sheva. Sheva yalein bal yipakeid with the chalom. Amar l'vachar b'edir v'chiyah barabia hachem r'vichiyah m'yochanan. So Eloin ben Aprakam, Rabbi Yochanan, Alach, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi ben Elokechem, Lemes v'yatzir lo yavsik. Okay, that's based on the pasuk in Yirmiyah that the Gemara is about to quote. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, Dechsev, Hashem Elokim Emes. So Chozer Amar Emes, Oino Chozer Amar Emes. Do you come back and do you say again Emes, the beginning of Emes v'yatzir or not? So Amar Rava, Amar Yochanan, Chozer Amar Emes, Rabba Amar Eino Chozer Amar Emes. Normally we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. In this case, we paskin like Rabba. Ho, the Noch is Kami the Rabba, Hashem is Rabba, the Amar Emes Emes Trey Zimni. Because again, he said Hashem Elokecham Emes, and then he says Emes V'yatziv. So Amar Rabba, call Emes V'Emes Tafse Lahai. This person got into an Emes, became Emes intoxicated. Amr Rav Yosef, Kamal Me'ali HaShmaitzah, Dechiyasa, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Emri Yimri, Rav Rav Arvis, Dabel B'nai Yisrael, Rav Yom HaShem HaMashalim Mor, Dabel B'nai Yisrael, Rav Yisrael, Yehem, Ani HaShem Elkecham Emes. So Amr Le'abayi, My Mama Yusuf, Amr Rav Kaina, Amr Rav Le'yaschil, Bim Hischil Gomer. How can you shorten the paragraph? There's no din Kriya. V'chisem, Ev Amar Tilem Lo Hevi Yaschala, Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchah, Amr Rav, Dabel B'nai Yisrael, Lo Hevi Yaschala, V'yamar Tilem Hevi Yaschala. So Amr Papa, Kasavim Mam Rava, they considered starting the paragraph. That's considered the beginning of the paragraph. That's why we call it Parshas Tzitzis. So Amar Abaye Hilkach Anu Nischilim Aschilim to come Nischilim by Marava V'Kevin Aschilim and Migmar Nami Gamrinon. Since we draw the line in different places, we have Amar Tzalei Have Mizda Haschala. We have to finish the paragraph. Sounds very technical, unlike the pshat that we suggested in Shir for the Rambam. Avishen Mitzvah Tzitzis No Hagas Palayla. Certainly Zechira Shara Mitzvah is very relevant tonight. Amar of Kaina Marav, Yaschem Hischel Gomer, Chia Barav Amar Ani Hashem Elokechem, Tzarech Lomar Emes, Lo Amar Ani Hashem Elokechem, Eino Tzarech Lomar Emes. Okay, it's only if you said Ani Hashem Elokechem. V'abayi v'idkuri Yitzias Mitzrayim, what are you going to do about the Drasha Ben Zoma? Kol Yimecha Yachal, Rabbi Sis Alelos, D'amar Hachim, Vodim Anachloach, Hashem Elokechem, Yitzanu V'yitzanu 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 V'adim, V'asisa Lado Nisim Mugvuro Salayam V'sharnu V'achu. I pointed out in the past that this modem is fascinating because it integrates something that we don't have in our Zechiras Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and we barely have in our Sibur Yitzhak Mitzrayim, which is the integration of Kriyas Yamsuf. And the reason for that is the Rambam explains in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chameis Umatzah, the whole din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to say what makes Leil Chamisha Asar special. Kriyas Yamsuf happened much later. That's why those are, it's only at the very end of Magid, we talk about all the Nisim Shasalanu Al Hayam and all the Drashas, and the Rambam doesn't have all of that in his Haggadah anyway. You know, not every single one of those drashas, because again, the important point is to, you know, signify the night. Laman tiskors yom tzeischa meretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. The focus is on the events of the 15th, as opposed to things that happen later on. Okay, good. Now back to Tosos. So this is a famous Tosos. So the whole last chunk of Tosos here also has to do with Seder night. We're not going to take a look inside. But Tosos quotes the Deya when he starts getting into the girsaos of the proper bracha of the Ashkenazi version of you know, the Kroos Halel versus the Sephardic Ligmor HaSahalel. So he says, oh, there's some people on Seder night, so before they start the Halel at the end of Magid, they say Likro HaSahalel. Then after the meal, they would say Ligmor HaSahalel. But we, since there's a Hefsek, we don't say any Brachos, which is our practice. But again, he notes the Minog that we have in Masech the Sofrim of saying Halel, of course, in Shul, in position of the Mechaber. We do in our Shul. Okay. So what's the whole preceding section? So first Tosis says, so that's an interesting lashon. Yachid gomer behenes halal. He says, no, obviously it's not the yachid, it's the tzibur is gomer behenes halal. But the reason that we use the term yachid, take a look at the first three lines in Tosis, very important. Okay. Learning brachos here 5 years ago. This Tosis got one of my tzamidim into Har Etzion, because he said a good word of this Tosis. I told him to say it. Yamim she yachid gomer behenes halal, lav dachke yachid, el afilu tzibur, so Tosfos says a diyuk, Yamim Shai Yachid Gomer Bahena Sahalo. But what do you mean? Of course you say it Bitzibur. You're going to see a shita later on in Tosfos that maybe if you're davening by yourself, maybe you're saying halal by yourself on certain days, maybe you shouldn't say the bracha. So why would say Yamim Shai Yachid Gomer Bahena Sahalo if you're going to say it with the whole Tzibur? It says because there's a halal that was really said by all of Klal Yisrael. Veshachtu Osol Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael Ben Arbaim. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Tzadivav Efshar Yisrael Not Linu Laveim Shochlim Es Bichayim Ve'ein Omrim Halal. Right, they're not going to say Halal. So you see what Tosfos is alluding to. There's a difference in the Machayim of Halal. You guys learned a little bit of this, Rabbi Sabalovsky, right? That sometimes Halal could be a Chiyuv Shel Hayom. Right, Yomim Sheyachid Gomer Menas Halal. Tosfos is referencing here. There's a different modality of Halal, right? The Halal of Shchitas Karban Pesach. So on most days, it's a Mikra Kodesh. That requires a korban. The chiddush of Yudal and Nisan is the chi of korban that generates a mikra kodesh. It's the chag ha-pesach. It's such a special korban that a holiday is built around it. What's the mechayiv in terms of the halal? It's not the yom. There's no kedushas hayom. The mechayiv is the korban itself, the mitzvah. And that's a halal that all of Klal Yisrael, all Klal Yisrael, not just individual shuls, I'll be getting it, okay?
It almost makes it seem like by sukkahs. I mean, because, you know, because the Mara says, Nodlin Levein, Shodim Messiah.
Right, that's why Nodlin Levein, that he mentioned, Rabbi Saleski mentioned it very quickly, but that actually could be a double kiyum, that halal. Right, because it's a din in Tilas Lulav, and it's also a din in the yom itself, because it's one of the days, so Yachid Gomer Ben Ezah Halal. And the Nafkamina is when you should say the Bracha and Lulav, actually. So the Rav was very machpit to say the bracha lulav right before halal, to stress that the halal was really an extension of the kiyum of lulav. If you say yeah, so if you have the different minhag, if you have the minhag to say to bench lulav in the sukkah, so that plays up the other aspect of lulav, you know, which is be'aspecha migarnecha mikvecha, repsolas goren vayakev. So anyway, my wife likes the second, first one. Okay. So then Tosfos goes on from there, quotes the famous Gemara in Tainus about the days when there is no chiyuv, frankly only a minhag to say halal, like Rosh Chodesh, right? Rav wanted to stop them when he went to Babel, and he saw they were saying it bedilog, so he says, okay, it's just minhag avoseyam biyadeim. So Tosfos says, why did it take him so long to figure out? Must have been, why did it take him, you know, till they were skipping around to figure out it was only a minhag? Must have been that they made a bracha. So Tosfos admits not every minhag is going to get a bracha, but some are going to get a bracha if it's a mitzvah. So, right, halal in general is a mitzvah. So the minhag is to apply the mitzvah, right, in places that you wouldn't have naturally applied it, like Rosh Chodesh, which again is not ikdash be'asiyas malacha. So that's an amazing thing. The Rambam disagrees with this. The Rambam says we don't make a bracha on a minhag. But the Baalei Tosfos is saying many minhagim do get a bracha as long as it taps into a minhag. And there's no problem of a bracha levatala here because, again, it's an application, of something which in general is a mitzvah. Tosfos refers here again to a shita of nashim mevarchos in the case of mitzvah sasei shazman grama, lulav and tefillin, hani nashim mevarchos, aval pishen and chayavos. A little bit later on, so to the Baalei Tosfos say that a person should make a bracha. There's really something just really remarkable to think about in terms of the nature of halacha and how much halacha as a legal system was machshiv our input. So it's already a question, the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chav Gimel, how in the world are you going to say v'tzivanu anadir abanan? Machlokes Rambam Ramban, which day we paskin like Al Piyat Torah Shoyarucha, Al Mishpat Shoyomul Chasasa Lo Sasa Minadavar Shigidu Chayaminu Small. Says the Rambam, Asher Kitanu Tzavet Sivanu. There's a lot of Chasuri Machzor Hachiktani. Asher Kitanu Tzavet Sivanu Lishmo Devei Chachamim Shehem Tzivu Osanu Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Ramban disagrees a little bit. He says, no, that's not really the way it is, but it's based on Zechariah Mosulam Bino Shnos Darvador Shala Vicha V'Yageit Chazik. The rabbis wanted us to listen to, the Torah told us, listen to the rabbis in general. So it's not as hard as the Rambam, v'tzivanu, l'shmo devei chachamim, but v'tzivanu, God gave us a general orientation that we should be very respectful and listen to our teachers, the rabbis, shalavicha v'yageitcha, zekeinecha v'yomlach. Amina? Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu? So that's an amazing thing. That's why the Baalei Tosfos say, when can you make a bracha on a minag? When there's some pre-existing mitzvah. You can't just make a bracha on a minag. Because where's the vitzivanu? That's, if it was really vitzivanu, it wouldn't be a minag. But they're saying, when the idea is, okay, there's a din of saying halel. Who knows, maybe it's even a din d'araisa on the first day of Pesach. And then there's, you say, okay, but Rosh Chodesh, it has two of the three criteria. We'd like to say halel. We can't, it's not a chova, right? So we're going to say bedilug. We're going to make it very clear that it's like a Baal Tosef issue. But you can make the bracha.
It's almost like the Divrei Sofer in the Rambam scheme.
It's exactly like that, as a matter of fact. But you have to build off something to be able to make the bracha. But again, the very fact that you can make such a bracha is an astonishing thing. Because who decided? I mean, Klal Yisrael, that's what makes it a minhag, right? It's a practice, not in the Gemara. But this is a really placing the fact that you can make a bracha. And even some kinds of minhag, again, the Baalei Tosfos don't give you carte blanche, I think is a very important comment about the koach of minhagim. And the way that the halacha respects minhagim. Minhag is something, Masech Sofrim, minhag Yisrael halachai. But even beyond that, just to say that this is the practice of the community, and there's some sense, that there's some situations in which this would be a formal obligation. We've chosen to apply it to other scenarios, and out of respect for the community's decision to do that, so then, because it is a mitzvah in some places, you can make a bracha. And then we don't have to worry about a bracha. That's a very serious issue involved. It's not cost-free. There's still a lo sisa issue. To say that there's no lo sisa because you're sanctifying this minhag is a very important idea. Minhagim are very, that's why we call it Torah Simecha. It's to be taken very seriously. It should never be mezalzel in a minhag. People have to hold very, very, very strongly to their minhagim. I guess in the Sukkot Shmini Atzeres or the Dalet of the Tillim. But again, people really have to, hold fast to their minhagim. It's really something that should be valued. The fact that the Baalei Tosfos, Chachmei Ashkenaz, allowed you to make a bracha is probably the greatest testament to koach haminhagim and the respect that minhagim are given, within the halachic tradition.
We're architects of the Masada.